MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Roswell Police Chief Lance Bateman said he is frustrated and angry following the arrest of two officers within 24 hours. Thomas Troy, 21, an officer with RPD since 2023, was arrested while off duty early Thursday on charges of disorderly conduct and stalking. Brandon Spites, 32, turned himself over to police after a magistrate judge had signed and approved an arrest warrant for him on a battery against a household member charge, the second time he's been arrested on domestic violence charges. And stage one fire restrictions due to dry fuel conditions and elevated risk of wildfire across the forest remain in effect for the Smoky Bear Ranger District and the Lincoln National Forest. Stage one fire restrictions means campfires, charcoal grills, and coal and wood stoves are allowed only in developed campsites or picnic areas where agency-built fire rings or grills are provided for use. Campfires are prohibited at all dispersed camping sites. Stoves, lanterns, or heaters fueled by propane or other liquefied petroleum fuels may be used forest-wide in areas cleared of flammable materials within 3 feet of the device if they meet manufacturer safety specifications and have an on-off switch. Smoking is allowed only in enclosed vehicles or buildings and developed recreation sites. The Ruidoso Public Library will hold their fourth Dia Celebration, a Children's Book Day event, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. May 3rd at the Ruidoso Convention Center, 111 Sierra Blanca Drive in Ruidoso. The nationally recognized event honors children, families, and the joy of reading, with a special emphasis on promoting literacy for children of all linguistic and cultural backgrounds. Families are invited to enjoy a fun-filled day of free activities, free books, live entertainment, and access to a variety of local children's resources. For more information, visit ruidosolibrary.org. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.